now time for our weekly Fool Radio game. And this week, how about a round of Taking Stock? We'll present a series of clues from this week's business news, all relating to a specific company, and you tell us what company we're talking about. Let's welcome this week our contestant Steve from Euless, Texas. Steve, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Hey, David.
Steve, Euless, Texas, where is that in Texas, and what is the town or city's biggest bragging right?
Well, this is the one of the towns in the mid-cities, mm-hmm. right in between Dallas and Fort Worth. It is Tree City, USA, very green. At one point, the post office in the 1890s almost called it Endless, Texas, which I would have preferred, but the Euless family decided they had bragging rights.
Excellent. Well, with that said, it's time for Taking Stock. Steve, again, I'll present you some clues, and you guess the company, sir. A Motley Fool ball cap hangs in the balance for each correct answer. You ready?
Let's go.
Let's start it with mystery company number one this week. I have three clues for you. Here they are. Number one, my peppy preppy catalog may show up in your mailbox. Number two, I helped take the barn jacket out of the barn. And number three, I'm going public in hopefully a really fashionable way. Steve, name that company.
Could that be Abercrombie and Fitch?
It could have been. There is a lot of Abercrombie and Fitch in those clues, but number three, the part about going public, reveals that it's a private company that will be going public. Abercrombie is already public, but the answer to this one is J. Crew.
Ah.
Well known for its colorful catalog, J. Crew made popular the barn jacket as well as other prep-inspired clothes. The company filed to go public this week and hopes to raise about $200 million. By the way, the company's CEO is Mickey Drexler. You may remember that name. He was the former CEO of The Gap during its growth years. Steve, how fashionable would you describe yourself?
Moderate. Function over form.
Is there a go-to shirt or suit or something that we would hold up as you? So you. Your wife might point to, for example.
I'm a photographer and a digital artist, and the ex-wife used to joke that we all wore a uniform, which was polo shirts, jeans or shorts, and we all had hats.
Excellent. Well, thus much for question number one. Let's move on now to mystery company number two. Clue number one, the Easter Bunny, Peter Cottontail, the Energizer Rabbit, they're all relative. Clue number two, my stock hopped up around 65% over the past year. Number three, when they say sex sells, they ain't kidding. Steve, what company in stock am I talking about?
Sex sells, it's got to be Playboy.
It is indeed. And I have to admit, I was not aware that this stock is up 65% over the past year. You probably recognize, of course, its bow-tied bunny logo. Shares were up 6% on Tuesday of this week after the company said it was considering strategic options. A CNN article points to a potential acquisition by adult film distributor New Frontier Media. Steve, you mentioned you're a photographer. Any work ever featured in Playboy magazine?
No, most of my work has been of a corporate industrial nature, so I haven't had the chance to shoot those curves.
Do you aspire one day to have any of your work featured in Playboy?
Not so much. It's been a tremendous fun meeting the powerful and the not-so-powerful in corporate America, seeing how the whole thing fits together. Absolutely fascinating. The attraction of the curves is prurient, and I do have a 14-year-old son, so I'll stick to the corporate photographer.
Very well put. You got that one right. Let's close with mystery company number three. Here you go, Steve. Clue number one, my CEO recently hit the road, or should I say she-e-o. Clue number two, I married an iPod, but it didn't quite work out. And clue number three, when I say the word prince, I ain't talking Purple Rain. Steve, what company and stock am I talking about?
The Prince is the great clue. The CEO hitting the road is a great clue. It's got to be HP.
You got it, and I have to admit, I did not get this one myself as I looked at our script before the show. The company reported great earnings this week, And our clues, you've already sussed them out, but Carly Fiorina recently left her position as CEO of HP. HP was selling iPods and producing a co-branded HP iPod, but it just pulled the plug on that effort. And as for Prince, well, we met the printer type. Steve, 2 out of 3 full caps ain't bad. Thank you, Steve, for a great effort.
Thanks, David.
One for you and one for your 14-year-old, by the way.
And I get the one where I answered Playboy. He gets the one where I answered HP.
Thank you, Steve.
David, take care. Thank you very much.
Happy summer. And that's it for this game of Taking Stock. You can always hear this game of Taking Stock and this show online at fool.npr.org. And to keep updated on all the happenings at the Motley Fool Radio Show, sign up for our free weekly radio email. Hop on to fool.com, scroll down to the free email newsletter section, and click on Fool Radio Weekly.